Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 5th. Today's devotion is entitled, A Broken Body or Spirit, Which is Harder to Bear? We'll be looking at the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 18, verse 14. A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The book of Proverbs taught that a healthy inner spirit could sustain a person through bodily illness. But when the spirit itself was broken, it asked, who could bear such a burden? The implied answer to this rhetorical question was that human strength alone could not restore a crushed spirit. This wisdom reminded God's people that caring for the inner life was just as important, if not more important, than caring for the body. Hope, faith, and God's promises strengthened the heart in ways medicine alone could not. Later, the Apostle Paul echoed this truth when he wrote, Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Through the gospel and the indwelling Holy Spirit, God renewed the inner person even while the body weakened. We have all experienced physical weakness, but discouragement can be even more disabling than disease. It steals our desire to press on, dampens our faith, and leaves us feeling powerless. Therefore, we must not neglect our inner life. We should daily fill our minds with God's Word, seek Him in prayer, and depend on the Holy Spirit, who never grows weary or loses hope. We should also encourage those whose spirits have been crushed with compassionate presence, wise counsel, and prayer. As we trust Christ, our inner man is renewed, even when our outer man grows weak. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for caring for our bodies and our souls. Strengthen our inner man through your Holy Spirit so that we may endure every trial with hope and faith. Guard us from discouragement. Renew our hearts with your promises. And help us encourage those whose spirits have been crushed. Teach us to depend on you and your power each day, knowing that your grace is sufficient for every weakness. In Jesus' name, amen.